Welcome to the 73 Dream Studios Variety Show. Welcome to the Horror Hotel with
Cicely.
I apologize, headphone listeners.
This is Horror Hotel. I gotta give you the fucking shits. I gotta get you quaking in your boots.
But yes, we have Cicely, and it's me, Ray.
We already know who it is.
I feel like it's been a while since I've said that line, though.
Well, that's because everybody already knows who you are, and you've done a lot of solo episodes, so...
Yeah, because...
We just kind of assume at this point.
Because I'm technically the only one working on this podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
You're just our guest for the majority of the month.
Yep.
All right, so today we're going to be covering a game that you got to play.
Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach.
Oh, yes. It was a game released December 16th, 2021 for the PC, but you got to play it on a...
PS5.
My PS5, to be specific.
I didn't say it was mine.
It was developed by Steel Wool Studios, produced by... I think they called it Scott Games, but it's really just Scott Coffin. And is the 8th mainline entry in the FNAF franchise, with it being the first one to feature open world and a mobile character. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like they had FNAF, FNAF 2, FNAF 3, FNAF 4, then they had Sister Location, then they had Pizzeria Simulator, which sounds like it's just a random game, but it's really the 6th mainline entry. Then they had a VR game called Help Wanted, which... Apparently you can play, they updated it, so you don't need a VR headset to play it now. But, like, and the Help Wanted, like, almost leads directly into Security Breach as well.
Yes.
So, we're going to be covering all that today. So, everyone, hang on to your butts. So, how are we going to do this?
Well, I guess we can, like, start it off by introducing the characters in this game.
Sounds good to me.
So, the main character that you play as is Gregory. He's a child. That's all I'll say for now.
He is a child.
He's a child.
That is interesting, because you always play an adult normally.
Yeah, literally. Like, pretty much every FNAF game, you play as a security guard. Like, that's just what is usually the case. And there is a security guard named Vanessa. And then we have the animatronics. So, we have... Rockstar Freddy?
Glamrock.
Glamrock Freddy.
Yeah, they're all Glamrock, apparently.
Okay, so we got Glamrock Freddy. We got fucking Monty. I know he has a more full name that I'm...
I literally
can't remember
his name. We always call him Monty. I think it's just like Monty Gator or something. Like.
Yeah, something like that. Glamrock Chica. And... Who's the other one?
Roxanne Wolf.
Yeah, Roxanne Wolf.
Who I thought was going to be my favorite, but she's just a little bitch.
And there was also a Bonnie in this establishment, but we'll get more into that later. But Bonnie, when you are introduced to the animatronics, Bonnie isn't one of the animatronics they introduce, but Bonnie is somewhat in this game.
She knows more about that than I do. I barely touched this at all.
So yeah, those are the characters in this game. Actually, I missed one. There is also Vanny, which is another character who is basically a bunny costume. But we'll get farther
like,
into that.
And we don't mean like an animatronic costume. It's like, no, this is literally just a person in a full body suit.
Yeah, like a Chuck E. Cheese type of costume.
And I'm just going to say it right now, going in, as most people would, I just assume that Vanny and Vanessa are the same person. But for the purposes of differentiation, we're going to start this off with just... If it's a person not in a bunny suit, it's Vanessa. If it's a person in a bunny suit, it's Vanny.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I will kind of briefly talk about the story. Like,
go for it.
Because there's a lot that happens. I mean, when I say the story, I'm just going to talk about like my playthrough, because there is different endings for this game.
I literally...
6 different endings.
There's so many...
As far as we know.
There's so many ways to play it too, because I remember you showing me a video of a dude beating the game in 3 minutes using a glitch.
Yeah, that... I don't know like how recent that has become a thing, but apparently it's a thing for people to try and see how fast they can beat this game, just purely trying to glitch the game out. And it's possible to do it within 3 minutes. Anyways. So you start off, literally, like, well, the game starts off with Freddy performing on stage with the other animatronics, and then all of a sudden, I didn't realize this, like, when I was playing, but Freddy, like, there's a glitch that happens to Freddy while he's on stage, and he, like, identifies somebody in the crowd that is messing with his system, and then all of a sudden, he, like, pretty much just, like, goes unconscious. And when he wakes back up, he's talking to himself in the mirror, and for some reason, like, so apparently all the animatronics need to be, like, charged after a certain point, and there's charging stations.
Yeah.
And he's talking in the mirror to himself. And at first I was like, why are we seeing things from Freddy's point of view? Like, we are, I know we're not playing as him.
Plot twist.
But, like, he's not fully charged, and he's confused why he's not fully charged. And then all of a sudden he realizes that Gregory is inside of him. Yes, he is inside of fucking Freddy, because yep. This is a whole mechanic of the game that you can just get inside of Freddy. Like, it's not just, like, this happens in the beginning. No.
you just hop into his chest cavity whenever the hell yeah. you feel like.
So, Gregory is inside of Freddy, and once he's out, Gregory basically explains that he's being followed by somebody. Doesn't explain much behind it, but he's like, somebody's coming, like, somebody's out to get me, like, I need your help. Literally, and, like, it's established that Gregory, like, didn't come with a parent, and that he's, like, not on their list of, like, yeah. people who have, like, he never had any tickets, like, he literally just somehow got into the building.
Yep.
Like, because Freddy's like, you're literally not in our system, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we, off the bat, we're like, alright, this is sketchy, don't know how Gregory's in here, don't know why, but okay. And so, basically, he's like, Freddy's like, hey, I'm gonna tell the security guard so that way we can get you out of here.
Yeah.
And
don't do that.
Yeah, literally, Gregory's just like, I don't trust her. And then Freddy does it anyways, but
fuck Vanessa.
Then realizes that, like, for some reason, his connection, like, to Vanessa, like, isn't working, so he can't alert her. And basically, like, from this point, Freddy's just like, yeah, I'll get you out of here. And, like, in the midst of this, like, they try to get him out before, like, 12. Because apparently at 12, that's when, like, the doors are locked and yeah. you can't get out of the Pizzaplex.
Which is very odd. Like, why wouldn't you do that when it's closed?
So, before 12, Freddy's, like, trying to get him to a point where they can leave. And literally, like, so Gregory's inside of Freddy. And he, like, stops what he's doing, and he's just like, you seem to be broken. We need to take you to the medical station. And this scene seemed to be really weird. Like,
it's so
it was
random.
Really out of the blue. He was just like, something's wrong with you. Like, I need to take you to the medical station. And then Vanessa finds Freddy, and she's like, go back to your room. And he's just like, yes, Mother Vanessa. And then she leaves, and he literally just disregards what she said. And it seems like Vanessa, like, does have, like, some sort of, like, authority over the animatronics. Like, they are supposed to listen to her, yeah. and Freddy knows this, but also he doesn't listen to her. Like, he has that sentence of, like, knowing that he should listen to her, but he doesn't.
Huh.
So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. But basically, obviously, Gregory doesn't get out by 12, because there yeah. wouldn't be a game if he did.
Yeah, man, it's, like, something else I will point out too, disclaimer, it's called Five Nights at Freddy's because that's just the name of the franchise. This game's literally just one night.
Yeah, like, pretty much, like, almost every game before this, they usually do, like, have you play for five nights.
Sometimes even more.
Yeah, that's true. And, yeah, in this game, it's literally just one night. Which, like, I was okay with it for the most part because a lot does happen, like, towards the end of the game.
It's, like, the most eventful night in FNAF history.
but it was strange that it was only one night. So, yeah. Basically, what was weird about this game is that, like, the objectives in this game were not very clear all the time. And, like, because of, like, how big, like, this fucking map was huge, like, really fucking big.
Like, we thought it was, like, bad, like, just, like, a regular map, and then we started getting access to elevators and stairwells, and it was like, oh, shit.
There's, and like, they literally designed floors and rooms that you, like, were never gonna be able to get into.
Level 10 security clearance.
Yeah, because,
go fuck yourself.
Throughout this game, you need to get different security badges to get into higher level security rooms and stuff. And, like, it went all the way up to 10. I don't know if it got any higher than that. But, like, yeah, it was difficult. I can't remember what level of security I got up to. Maybe, like, 5 or 6, I think. But it took me the whole game just to get all the way up to level 6, I think, is what I got to.
Right.
And, like, I really don't even know if, like, it's physically possible to get to level 10 security, but there was, like, quite a lot of rooms that you needed level 10 security for. And yeah, like, I remember, like, I saw, like, I've seen lots of people, like, encounter glitches in this game, because this game is definitely not bug-free.
No, God, no.
And
it was terrible.
It was specifically Markiplier. He, like, somehow, like, so if you position, you can call Freddy, like, from most places. Like, some places you can't call him, like, he won't come to you. But in this moment, he called Freddy over to him, and it was a door that he didn't have level security for, and the door opened because Freddy was standing next to it.
I love it.
And you could literally see into the room, and, like, you couldn't see everything because, like, it wasn't, like, lit up because you weren't standing in the room, but most of the room was black, but you literally saw Freddy, like, standing in the middle of the room, and his arms were just, like, outstretched to the side for some reason.
The T-pose.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? Why is Freddy in there? But, like, it was a different Freddy, so anyways, that's totally off track. But, so basically, throughout this game, the objectives, like, in the first half, like, maybe 12 to, like, 3 a.m., the objectives are fairly clear. But after that, it goes haywire. Like, because of how huge this fucking map is, Freddy's directions are not very clear. Like, they're not understandable enough. At least they weren't for me. Like, I'm terrible at understanding directions, so that's probably why. But also, like, I feel like they just wanted to make this game confusing to figure out where things were because of how big it fucking is. And they're like, well, you're playing as a child, so you're not supposed to know where you're going.
Yeah, that was the sense I was getting.
But I just very much disliked it. The first, there were animatronics in this game that were not advertised, first of all.
Yeah, fuck that.
And they, honestly, some of them were more OP than the fucking, like, the main animatronics.
Again,
the
fuck
first
that.
One you go against, so irritating.
Sunny.
So irritating.
And Mooney.
So, Sunny and Mooney are the animatronics for the daycare center.
They're the same animatronic, yes. Yeah. Just when the lights are on, it's Sunny.
They're a Transformer animatronic.
Yeah, and when the lights are off, they're Mooney.
And literally, shit you not, like, literally both me and Ray had to play this. Well, Ray didn't have to, but I asked him to play this portion for me.
She was near tears.
Quite a few times, because we legit had to spend, like, over the course of 2 days trying, like, not full 2 days, but over the course of 2 days, we tried fucking beating the portion where you get past the daycare center, because this portion is so fucking frustrating. Like, they literally put you in the dark in the daycare center, and then they're like, yeah, you have to turn on 5 generators, and all these generators are in the play structures. And that's all you get.
Yep.
Like, the one hint they give you is to, like, follow the black cords that are scattered throughout the play centers. And there's 3 fucking play structures in this daycare, except 2 of them are kind of mingled together. So it's hard to differentiate. Oh my gosh, that's not how you say that. It's hard to figure out which play structure is which, because 2 of them are literally, like, right next to each other, and the 3rd one is, like, way, like, farther away from the other 2, so, yeah, it was really frustrating, and would not recommend. Hated it very much so. The only way we were able to figure it out is literally by watching somebody do it on YouTube while the lights were on in the daycare center. Like, that was the only way I was able to beat it.
And we were playing this, like, right as it came out, so there wasn't, like, all these how-to videos that you're gonna find now. Like, I had to deep dive and find, like, a shitty quality video just to be like, oh yeah, here's how you do it.
So yeah, that was really frustrating. It honestly, like, kind of turned me off from the game because, like, that was, like, right at the beginning of the game, and I was like, why is this so fucking hard?
That was, like, was that before 2 a.m., or was that, like, I think that was, like, before 2 a.m.
It must have been, because it was really early on.
So you were 2 hours into two in-game hours into this game that's supposed to take 6 in-game hours.
Yeah.
So you weren't even, like, a third of a way through the game yet. Because you hit 2 a.m. once you get out of the daycare.
So, yeah. And after that, it's honestly kind of just a shit show.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's
a fucking spider monkey-like thing in the vents. Like, just every time you walk in the vents, you'll just hear something skittering after you. And you're just like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Oh, and by the way, literally, like, I can't remember exactly how the rule goes. But, like, some shit, like, at the end, like, 5 minutes at the end of each hour or some shit like that, Mooney is able to just, like, find you wherever you are, and you're supposed to get to a charging station.
Yeah, he's restricted, like, last 5 minutes of the hour, so 1:55, 2:55, which is odd, because this didn't happen at 12:55.
Yeah.
But apparently the last 5 minutes of every hour, all the lights in the entire building shut off, so that all power is diverted to the charging stations, because that's when all the animatronics are supposed to charge. And except for Mooney, who apparently never has to charge. And because all the lights are out in the whole building, during those 5 minutes, he's allowed to leave the daycare and just go wherever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, and apparently since he really fucking hates Gregory, that's who he wants to go
He fucking hates Gregory. He banned him from the daycare.
Yes, he does. Literally, like, there's, like, doors that, like, well, they're, like, kind of, like, they're, like, storage locker, like, sliding doors. I don't know
that how are supposed to lead to the daycare.
Yeah, and, like, all of them just say banned on them.
Because Gregory's the only fucking kid in this fucking place,
like,
now.
Even when you try to go into the daycare center, like, there, for some reason, the daycare center, like, also leads to the theater. Like, I don't even know. There's, like, a section, there's an area that leads to the daycare center, but also leads to another section of the map, because this map is, like, really fucking crazy. But if you try to go down to the slide that leads into the daycare center, literally there's a whole animation where Sunny literally just basically tells you that you're not allowed and just kicks you out of the slide.
Banned, you're banned, yeah. Bye.
Anyways, so yeah, there's also the fucking, vent spider monkey thing.
I just kept calling it the spider monkey because I don't think there's an actual name for it yet. I'm sure the fucking fandom will name it at some point,
but yeah, because
there goes the mic. Sorry about that, guys. We're not recording in our usual spot.
We're kind of just improvising right now, so our microphone isn't completely stable.
Right. Oh, well, I'm sure it'll build character for it somehow, but anyway.
Spider monkey. Hate that guy.
Fuck the spider monkey. As you said, every last 5 minutes, lights go out and whatnot. I forget what happened, but at some point, Freddy just gets kidnapped during those 5 minutes.
Yeah. I don't remember what happened leading up to that point either, but apparently, like, because usually when you get into the charging station, even if you're not inside of Freddy, he will also just come into the charging station.
He'll just magically appear there.
But, like, there's just, excuse me, there's one scene where Gregory gets into the charging station and he just sees Freddy get dragged away by Mooney, and that leads to Freddy being in parts and service.
Mooney literally just stares Gregory down while he's doing it, too. He's like, fuck you!
Yeah, like, he just did that to spite Gregory. I feel like that was, like, the only reasoning for that was just to continue the story on from there, like, because that just leads into a whole nother mission.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can't go in that period, you can't go right into parts and service, like, you basically have to go around it to be able to, like, unlock that area.
Are you kidnapped after Freddy gets kidnapped, or?
No.
I honestly forget when Gregory gets kidnapped.
I know it was, like, around 4 a.m., maybe 4:30, around there.
Okay.
It was definitely closer to 6 a.m.
But anyway, so yeah, you're in parts and service, and we're introduced to what I like to call the red light, green light endoskeletons.
Well, they weren't in parts and service.
Well, they were.
They were around that area.
They were blocking you from getting to Freddy, I believe, or they were blocking you from getting some the.
They were blocking me from getting the security badge. Pass. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that when I say red light, green light, I mean like literally. For Doctor Who fans, they were basically weeping angels because if you look at them, they're perfectly still, and if you don't look at them, then they're moving, and they're really fucking fast.
Yes, like one of the fastest animatronics in the game.
That's saying something.
Yeah, they were kind of terrifying because the endoskeletons just look really fucking creepy.
Yeah,
more creepy than the actual animatronics on their own. And yeah, this was also another section where I spent way longer than I needed to just to fucking try and figure it out. Because there's so many parts of this map, like, of the whole map that are literally just mazes.
Yeah.
Like, you literally could run in circles and be like, am I going the right way?
There's one that's literally a maze.
Yeah. So yeah, I spent quite a lot of time trying to beat this. I'm pretty sure this was also another section where I tried for a while and then I stopped and had to come back to it another day.
And I had to look something up, but there wasn't a video, so I literally had to try describing to you what you were looking for.
Yeah, and eventually I did. Like, I played it so many times that by the time I beat it, I literally beat it within, like, a minute.
I remember because you almost had it, and then you died before you could save, and then you would just... And then I looked away. I started reading something for, like, 5 minutes. I looked up, and you were already done. I was like, what the fuck?
Like, the way... Also, the way that, like, even after this, like, part of the game, because the endoskeletons do come back throughout the game, they literally, like, if you need to get something... They'll, like, put a bunch of fucking endoskeletons in one room.
Just
like,
randomly.
In the room that you need to get something from. And then once you grab that one thing, usually it's a security pass. That's when they all activate. And, like, there's, like, 20 of them that just are after you at that point.
Yeah, apparently all these security passes are just, like, they're, like, in that Indiana Jones movie where as soon as you grab it, a fucking booby trap activates.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, pretty much every security pass that you need to get is guarded by something. One of the animatronics, multiple of the animatronics, endoskeletons.
Right.
So yeah, eventually, like, after getting quite a few security passes, you get to a point where the game is just like, hey, you can start decommissioning the animatronics, and you get to pick which one you want to go for.
Yeah. You, like, you can normally, I think it's, if you play it normally, you can only get two of them before 6 a.m., but we took advantage of glitches, and we got all three of them before 6 a.m.
Yeah, and it's honestly, like, you would think that, like, literally nothing in this game was, like, that easy, because, right? Like, you have to, there's also, like, emails, maybe, or letters, I don't know what exactly they were, but
yeah,
there's, like, basically
collectibles.
That's not what I meant.
Lore.
Kind of. There's information scattered throughout the Pizzaplex, and you basically have to find the information that is going to decommission each of the animatronics. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to find what's going to decommission them.
I feel like we didn't do that, though.
I mean, we kind of did.
We found them, but we also had a guide.
Yeah.
And also Freddy kind of, like, is like, oh, yeah, like, here's all these cool things that they can do. And you find one thing where it's like, oh, yes, Chica has a voice box, but don't let her sing because the animatronics are going to be on the fritz.
I mean, honestly, so I remember I went for Chica first, and I didn't necessarily need the guide to know how to decommission her. Because, like, there was literally, like, multiple different things of information that I had already read about Chica and her problem with eating trash. And also, no, like, literally right off the bat, like, she's...
It wasn't that she was eating trash.
I mean, yeah, it was,
actually. No, it was literally, there was a slushy drink that she loved. And,
well, yes.
And you put it in the trash.
I was getting there. That is the specific thing that... can decommission her, but there is also other bits of information that says, like, don't let Chica get near the trash and shit like that.
Because if there's, like, any of that slushy shit in the trash, she will literally go in the trash looking for it.
And also, literally, right in the beginning, like, she's the first animatronic you interact with besides Freddy, but she's the first hostile one that you interact with. And when you, like, literally right when you walk into the bathroom, she's literally eating trash. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, just what she does. Like, you literally will see her eating trash. So, like...
Well, she's looking for specific trash.
Yeah, but, like, you can also see her, like, literally putting it in her mouth.
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't a secret that that's what she, like... had a habit of doing, so yeah. I could use common sense and be like, oh yeah, there's a trash compactor in the kitchen. That makes sense.
We definitely need a guy to figure out how the fuck it worked, though, because it did not make any sense.
Yeah, and, like, it still doesn't make any sense, because, like, so, like, basically what happens is you have to get the slushy mix that she likes, you have to put it into the trash compactor entrance.
Yeah, and not then, in the compactor, but no, in the entrance to it.
And then she, like, once you put it in, she doesn't go straight to it. You have to press the trash compactor button.
Which triggers a cutscene.
Yeah, that triggers the cutscene. And honestly, this fucking enraged me so much because before you put the slushy mix into the entrance of the compactor, you have to turn the generator on for the trash compactor. And they literally place Chica literally like a couple feet away from the generator, like literally facing the generator.
Yeah, that's just so where no she matter, spawns.
No matter what, she's going to chase you once you turn on the generator.
So you get, like, seconds to place the slushy thing and press
and, yeah, the button. Like, I literally had to retry this, like, at least 10 times. And one of the times, I got so close. Like, I literally pressed the button.
The cutscene started.
Yeah, and she literally jump-scared me as the cutscene was starting. And I was like, what the actual fuck?
Like, we didn't even see the jump scare. We just heard it.
Yeah, literally.
We barely heard it, because fun tip, if you get, like, anxiety like I do playing this game, just turn the... There's an option to just turn the jump scare volume down.
Yeah, and I would definitely recommend that, because after so many jump scares, it gets annoying. And yeah, I would just recommend... It's honestly more funny to see the jump scares without the jump scare volume all the way up, because it's just hilarious to see, like, their mouths open, but, like, no sound coming out. Anyways. So yeah. Trying to decommission Chica was a lot, and by the time that you do actually accomplish it, it literally just sends you into, like, another mission, because...
Where you have to survive decommission Chica?
Yeah, because decommissioning them doesn't actually kill them.
Very, very misleading. It just gets you their part that you want. Yeah,
literally just decommissioning them is getting a part from them and being able to put it on Freddy.
Yeah, for Chica, it's the voice box. For Roxy, it's her eyes. And for Monty, it's his claws. Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, after you, like, so in the cutscene... Literally, Chica ends up dragging Gregory with her into the sewers, and you have, like, a whole section where you're just trying to turn on generators and outrun her, and, literally, so, like, after you get away from her and you finish that section, I was like, that's awesome, she's just gonna stay in the sewers.
You would think.
She's not dead, but she's just gonna stay in the sewers.
Yeah. No. Nope, she comes back.
Because why would that be a thing? Why would the game make things easier for you?
Yeah, her strategy is just different now, because now she doesn't bawk, bawk, bawk all the time. Now she makes, like, a robotic noise now and then, but she's supposed to be more quiet. And I will say one thing that I was so, like, pissed about, like, logic-wise. The whole point of you playing a child is, like, you can't fight back against these animatronics, right? Literally in the cutscene for Chica... Shit, like, something happens where your little booby trap fails and she's not knocked into the trash compactor. So Gregory literally just gets up, runs, and shoves her. And successfully shoves her to the ground.
And he also kicks her in the face, too.
And I'm just like, you telling me this kid's strong enough to knock over a fucking animatronic this whole time? Literally just knock them over every time they come near you. Like,
yeah. I mean, she was already kneeled over, but still, like, he made it seem like it was really easy.
Right? Like, and then, so, you get Chica's voice box, and then, who'd you go after next? Did you do Monty or Roxy next?
I did Monty.
Which, in order to do Chica, you had to use a party pass, but if you wanted to go after Monty, you also needed to use the party pass. I believe that I'm remembering correctly. And literally, I looked up a way to break the game, basically, because there's a robot that won't let you past, and so you got into Freddy, as Freddy, you walked forward, and the robot wouldn't let Freddy pass either, but then you exit Freddy and the animation just automatically jumps you like a few inches ahead of Freddy, and that put you ahead of the robot, and then the robot's like, oh no, you got past me. Enjoy the ride, kid.
Yeah, basically.
So what was it like getting to take out Monty?
Underwhelming, to be honest. Literally, the other animatronics, like, for the most part, after you decommission them, there's, like, another section where you basically have to deal with them again. And for Monty, that's just not a thing.
Yeah.
Like, the whole sequence where you're
I'm thankful for it.
Where you're trying to decommission him is basically just you, like, having to shoot balls into a splash pit.
Yeah.
A splash... I don't even know what it was called. But you're basically just trying to shoot balls into, a fucking bin, and while you're trying to do that, Monty's literally just chasing after you, and you just have to hope that he doesn't fucking kill you while you're trying to do this.
Yeah, right.
And then you basically, like, once you shoot enough balls into the bin, you have to push a button, and then it just crushes him, and that's it. Like, that's literally
it cuts him in half or something, like...
Yeah.
And then you get to take his claws.
Yep, and that's pretty much it. Like, you don't have to, like, do any other mission with him. And somehow he's able to come back from that, but he just crawls around.
Yeah, he crawls through vents and shit, but you know... Did you even...
No, I didn't. I literally didn't see it. Yeah, it might have happened, but I didn't see it.
Like, you just never saw him after that. And then we have Roxy.
Yep.
Poor Roxy. Literally, Roxy didn't need her eyes.
I don't feel bad for her.
According to the game lore, Roxy's eyes made it so she could see through things. But, like... You would literally... I'll never forget this. You literally ran into a room. Roxy sees you run in this room. And you, like, stood on the opposite side of a door. Like, if the door opens, you're on the other side of the door. Roxy literally pushes the door open. Just looks around and is like, oh, well. And then walks away.
Yeah.
Like, there's nowhere else in that room you could have gone. Like,
literally, Chica was always the one who would find me in my hiding spots. But Roxy, like, almost never did. Like, even if she saw me run over to the hiding spot and get into the hiding spot, she would not catch me. And I was like, bitch, you're literally supposed to see through shit. How are you not?
Yeah, right?
But I wasn't really complaining. Roxy's decommissioning was...
glitchy?
Very glitchy. Basically, what you do to decommission her is you basically just, like... You use the Roxy Raceway that she's a part of, and apparently just using the raceway gets her, like, fucking angry.
Yeah.
And literally, Gregory just literally somehow, like, Tokyo Drifts that shit and, like, sends the fucking, the race cart flying at her.
With the, like, staff bot inside.
Yeah, and it just literally, like, it basically, like... It hits her and she falls down into a different area and her eyes pop out somehow from that because the cart, like, hits her face.
Because that's what we needed.
And, yeah, after you take her eyes, you basically go through a whole sequence of her chasing after you.
And breaking down doors.
Yeah, like, there's a, like, the whole, like, section is just, like, trying to run away from her while she breaks down the doors and you have to continue going through the doors that she breaks down. And, like, the first two doors, she broke down, like, without any problem. And then the third door that you get to, apparently you're supposed to stand right in front of the door for her to break it. And the game kept glitching when I got to
where
this part.
Where she wouldn't lunge at you. She would just slowly make her way over.
Like, it was a very obvious glitch because, like, she would literally take, like, the smallest steps towards me and just, like, be crouched. And she would just, like, slowly make her way towards me. And I was like, I don't know how she's supposed to break this door if she's barely walking towards me.
She would break it, but you would also be mid-jump scare.
Yeah, she, like, one of the times she literally just broke the door while I was standing in front of it. And that killed me.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, don't know how I'm supposed to do that. So I was just in a state of confusion for so long trying to figure out how to get past that. But eventually it worked. I just had to keep trying for, like, 20 more tries.
And you get to give all of these parts to Freddy.
Yes.
Because now Freddy with the claws can get to places you couldn't before.
I also hated, absolutely hated, having to upgrade Freddy.
Yeah, I had to do almost all the upgrades because apparently, like, Cicely just doesn't know how to do Simon Says.
I mean, I was able to do quite a few of them. Like, I did at least the first two.
Well, yeah, the first one was hilarious, because the first one was literally press the same button four times. Like, there was no memory at all when it came to that.
No, I mean, it wasn't just that. Like, because there's two sections of the Simon Says. Like, first you have to install whatever the upgrade is into Freddy, and then you have to do the...
You have to do it in the correct order that the thing prompts you to do it.
And then you have to do a diagnostics test.
And it's random every time you play.
And I remember I did the first one fine. Like, I didn't need to retry it. And then the second one, I had to retry quite a few times, but eventually I got it. And then the last two, I just couldn't do, because they did start to get trickier.
And then I would do it in one try.
So yeah, like, the whole Simon Says shit was not very easy to understand, because, like, not only did you have to do it in the order that they wanted you to do it, but you also had to do it in a certain pace.
Yeah.
Like, if you did it too fast, then you would get jump scared by Freddy. This is the only time that you would get jump scared by Freddy.
Yeah. If you did it too slow, then the game's like, fuck you, because you would, like, be playing a recording that you took and trying to, like, be like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. But in the course of watching the recording, you took too long to press a button, and then it would, like, jump scare you.
Yeah. So, disliked that very much. And honestly, I barely used the upgrades that were on Freddy, because I was barely ever in Freddy, which is when you could use the fucking upgrades.
Apparently, the eyes are supposed to get you collectibles. You were telling me that before.
Yeah. Which I didn't really try my... I wasn't really trying to get collectibles, to be honest.
Yeah.
We,
at this point, we were just like, let's just finish the game so we can say we beat it.
Yeah, because we got to a point where we were like, oh, wait. Because at one point, Ray was just like, hey, there's six different endings. And he was like, do you want to just keep playing and see which one you get? And I was like, no, I kind of just want to pick an ending and then go from there and we figure out how we get that ending. I picked an ending. And then we get to a point where we're like, okay, well, to get this ending, you need to play the...
arcade machines.
The specific Princess Quest arcade machines. Yeah. Just to find out that at this point in time, you can't do that on a PlayStation.
Yeah, because it says press enter. And you would think press enter would mean press X. Nope, you literally... you either needed to be playing this on a PC, or you needed to somehow hook up a keyboard to your PS5.
Yeah.
And press enter.
And... I don't know how the developers did not notice this was a thing that they had put into the game, but
you literally need to do this in order to get the savior ending, I believe it's called. So I'm just like, why?
And then we ended up finding out, because, like, I was like, okay, whatever, that's kind of a bummer, but at least maybe I can get one of the other endings. No. You can only get one of the endings on PlayStation.
You can only get the bad ending.
Yes.
That's what we believed at the time. I think they updated it since, so now you don't necessarily need the arcades, but you should still do them, but...
Yeah, it was, like, before they updated it, this was definitely a very disheartening thing to find out while we're, like, in the middle of playing this game. I was like, well, what's the fucking point? Because I was already looking forward to getting one of the endings, and I didn't want to get a bad ending, so I was like, well, I'm just forced to get the worst ending.
Because that's the only one that was available on PlayStation at the time.
So yeah, I just, like, that did not make me happy at all, and I kind of just played the rest of the game not being very happy with the game.
You didn't even go for the Phaser Blaster, you literally just got the camera and booked it.
Yeah. So yeah, basically from there,
What, you want to talk about the endings? Or did you have something else to say before we get to the endings?
I mean, I was gonna continue talking about my gameplay, but then I couldn't remember where I left off.
You had decommissioned all the robots and the animatronics. You upgraded Freddy. You covered the Princess Quest stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if there's any, like, other big things that I did for gameplay after.
You did the DJ Music Man.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Wasn't that part of Roxy's thing?
I can't remember what that was for.
I think...
No, it was to get a security badge.
Oh.
There's, like, this is towards the end of the game where you have to get a security badge. No, so, actually, this was before I decommissioned Roxy.
Right, because you need the badge to get to Roxy Raceway?
No.
Oh.
I needed to get into the security office to fix the, to fix the head for the race cart bot.
Yeah.
But also to get the security badge.
So much shit that you had to go through just to decommission these fucking animatronics.
Honestly, this was probably one of the most action-filled scenes ever. Like, the first time I played it... It's
just a giant fucking animatronic.
Yeah, like... there's an animatronic that is called a DJ, and he is fucking huge. Yeah. And he has, like, spider-like limbs.
He looked like a giant version of the spider monkey.
Yeah. And basically through this scene, like, you're supposed to, again, turn on some generators... And in the midst of this, every time you turn on a generator, literally, like, the music just gets more loud and intense. And, like, once you turn on the last generator, you're literally just running from the DJ as he's, like, throwing shit in front of you and blocking your path. And that shit was scary as fuck.
Right.
And it took me quite a few tries. And this was, like, I even had the fucking fast camera to help me because in this sequence... Literally, like, all of the fucking animatronics can come after you for some reason. So, yeah, not fun.
Yeah.
Even though I had an advantage of the FAS camera, which is, which literally will stop the animatronics from coming after you for a certain amount of time. With some
exceptions.
Yeah. But yeah, wasn't fun. Didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, the exceptions being, Monty, when he has his glasses on, he can't be stopped by the camera. But if you see him crawling around after you decommission him, he doesn't have his glasses anymore. And then there's Roxy. After you decommission Roxy, you take her eyes, so she can no longer be stunned by that.
Yeah.
After that, the only way she can be stunned is by Chica's voice box.
And honestly, I don't remember when this happened. Like, I can't remember what time it was. But at some point, you Vanessa does catch you, and she brings you to Lost and Found, and you wake up. And literally, like, you're supposed to escape the Lost and Found, but this wasn't made clear to me. And if you don't escape Lost and Found fast enough, then Vanny will literally just jump scare you. Like, she comes right to the Lost and Found to kill you.
Yeah.
And they give you, like, maybe a minute tops to try and escape.
And you spent that whole minute just like, what are you gonna do, Vanny? What are you gonna do?
I mean, I didn't even know she was coming after me. Because basically what happens when she comes after you is, like, the screen just gets a little bit more glitchy.
Yeah.
And trippy until she finally jump scares you.
And that's, like, referencing Glitch Trap.
Yeah.
Because in Help Wanted, Help Wanted is basically Vanny's origin story. Because she's, like, quote-unquote possessed or brainwashed or whatever by Glitch Trap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you want to talk endings?
Sure.
All right, we're going to take a quick sponsor break, and then we're going to talk about the multiple endings of FNAF Security Breach. And we are back. All right, so there are six possible endings for Security Breach. You want to talk about the ending you got?
Sure thing.
The bad ending.
Terrible. Wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, no. It's basically, what's the lamest thing an action hero movie could do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Action movie hero. There we go. Hit, when the villain offers to let you go get away scot-free, you leave.
So yeah, basically, you get to 6 a.m., and Freddy's like, the doors are open, and the game's like, you want to leave or you want to stay?
You want to stay and fight the big bad who, like, through lore, is probably just going to kidnap ever children?
And I was like, I just want to end this game, so I'm going to leave.
Yep. And, did not even think twice about it.
And Freddy can't leave with you because Gregory's like, why don't you come with me, Freddy?
Yeah.
And he's like, bruh, I can barely last an hour when I'm in here without going to the charging station. That's not going to work.
Yeah, this isn't going to work, kid. I would literally die out there. You're just going to have to go without me.
So Gregory leaves, and at this point, it's been determined that Gregory's an orphan.
Yeah, he's homeless. He literally has nowhere to go.
And he literally just, like, sleeps in an alleyway in a cardboard box with fucking newspaper over him. And the newspaper, like...
Classic.
The newspaper reveals on it that there's been children going missing.
Yep.
And then it just cuts to a panel of Vanny finding him and pretty much probably killing him.
Either killing him or just kidnapping him again. I don't know. I don't know what the ultimate purpose of kidnapping these children is, or if they're just literally murdering them, but...
No, I would assume they're just killing them, because they're not putting them in animatronics.
Right? So yeah, that was the bad ending. So we're going to talk about some other possible endings. There's the escape ending, which is you and Freddy somehow get the level 10 security clearance, apparently, and escape through the loading dock. This is good because you can actually take Freddy with you this way, because you can just jumpstart him with the car battery when his battery dies.
Yeah,
because
somehow Gregory knows how to do this.
Apparently, yeah.
But only if you get fucking level 10 security. If not, then you're out of luck.
Yep. downside to this, the Pizzaplex will continue to operate with the addition of the Mr. Hippo animatronic and Monty becoming the new leader of the animatronics. The unmasked ending. This one's a trip. Yeah, and you did a little bit of research into this as well. So after you beat two of those arcade machines we mentioned, Freddy and Gregory can decide to set the Pizzaplex on fire, which would allow them to escape through the fire escape. Doing this leads to a confrontation with Vanny. She and Freddy will struggle until they both fall off the roof, killing them both. Gregory would unmask Vanny and believe he had confirmed it to be Vanessa, but upon looking up, would discover Vanessa was on the roof still. This would fully confirm what some hidden lore and collectibles, which you've told me about, it implied that Vanny and Vanessa were separate people entirely and not just another extreme example of dissociative identity disorder or schizophrenia. The Pizzaplex is also successfully burned down. Did you want to tell me a little about those collectibles you had mentioned, or?
The CDs?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know much about them. Like, I haven't actually, in full extent, heard any of the CDs. I just know that the CDs include, the CDs basically are discussions between Vanny, Vanessa, and the therapist. I don't know whose therapist it is. I don't know if it's Vanny's or Vanessa's, or if the therapist is for both of them.
Maybe they're twins.
I don't know. But it's just a discussion between the therapist and Vanny and Vanessa. And yeah, I'm sure there's quite a bit of lore in there. Like, I remember I saw, like, a little bit of conversation where they talk about, like, disappearances, I believe, and, like, how the animatronics were becoming more hostile and what was going on with that and stuff like that. I don't really know much beyond that, but I know there is some lore and more explanations in those CDs, and I believe you can find those discussions, like, on YouTube at this point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's definitely interesting because throughout, like, literally, I didn't know until, like, way after I finished the game that Vanny and Vanessa were actually two different people. Like, I literally just thought that it was the same person.
Same. I completely thought they were the same person.
Because the game does kind of allude to it, but they wait until, like, way towards the end,
like,
of the
game. Like, Vanessa and Vanny, like...
Yeah. Like, obviously, it's, like, a thing, like, throughout the whole game, I was like, yeah, obviously, they're the same person. And, like, I kind of did have the implication, thought that maybe they were, it was, like, a split personality type of thing. But apparently they are two separate entities.
Yeah.
But I don't know why Vanny looks very similar to Vanessa.
Again, maybe they're twins. Who knows?
Yeah.
There is the disassembled ending. If Freddy and Gregory go after Vanny unprepared, i.e. they didn't get all of the upgrades, Vanny will order the staff bots to disassemble Freddy, effectively killing him. During their struggle, Gregory will get Vanny's remote control in order for staff bots to disassemble Vanny, tearing her apart limb from limb. With the death of the head security guard, the Pizzaplex shuts down due to health and safety concerns. That's the other thing. Because if you get that ending, they say, oh, well, our head of security died, and that implies that Vanessa was Vanny, because Vanny is the one that was torn limb from limb.
Right.
Unless they're saying that Vanny at some point killed Vanessa before that happened. I don't know, man. The savior ending. If you complete all three of the arcade machines, this was the one that Cicely was aiming for, Gregory will have purged the Pizzaplex of a mysterious influence, leaving the staff bot shut down and Vanny disappeared. It is unconfirmed, but many theorists believe that she had broken free of her brainwashing and simply decided to leave. Because she does leave the costume behind. And then finally, the true ending.
True.
This ending is the most difficult to achieve unless you take advantage of a few glitches and cheats here and there, like we sort of did. So if you decide to stay in the Pizzaplex after it reopens, you are unable to save. Meaning if you die, you have to reload the game from the most recent save if you want to continue. After attaining a second party pass, you can decommission whichever animatronic is left to fully upgrade Freddy. Then you can go underground and enter into the ultimate climax of everything the game had been building towards, fighting monsters of past and present, such as the current animatronics or what remains of them. There's apparently a blob with tentacles, and there is a creature, looks like Springtrap, but it's fans are referring to it as Burntrap. That it literally goes through so many different fucking names throughout this franchise.
And I think the tentacle one is supposed to, I think they refer to that one as Mangled Freddy.
Yeah, I think so. Someone told me, some people are saying that the blob is actually all the old animatronics combined.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
Yeah, it's just Freddy's faces on it, yeah. So. But like, that, and like, the way it went to, if you hear how this boss battle is described, you think it's really epic, and then I watched gameplay of it, and it's so fucking lame. You're literally just in one room, and all you have to do is shut the door on Chica, shut a vent door on Monty, shut a, like, you have to stun Roxy with Freddy's voice, you have to avoid the blob, and you have to just repeatedly set Burntrap on fire. And Burntrap barely does anything. He literally just stands there trying to control Freddy. And because Burntrap is able to control all the animatronics somehow, except for Freddy, because of Freddy's malfunction. And now, like, with the end of the game, it just shows the blob pulling Burntrap away. Because Burntrap, by lore, is the Purple Man, or William Afton, so all the animatronics technically hate him anyway. So yeah, that was a thing. So, it's unconfirmed what happened to them, as these monsters are known for surviving catastrophic events. But, basically, the Pizzaplex is shut down for good, and Gregory and Freddy are finally able to find peace.
Or are they?
It's in the post-credits scene. They're just sitting on a hill, looking out at the sun together. It's so weird. Like, what the fuck? Like, Sunny and Mooney don't come up in the end, even though they're literally all throughout this fucking game. Fucking, we never get to figure out what Freddy meant when he says that Gregory is broken.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just so confused with what the ending was. That, and like, it seems like a cool ending on paper. It's the cutscenes that they had were really cinematic, but like, the final boss battle was just shit, honestly. Yeah. I was expecting way better than that, and it was
the
shit.
The endings were really rushed, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. Like, once you get through the first half of the game, it just becomes open season. And you can tell that it was so rushed. Like, I feel like it would have been better if it was more linear.
Yes.
Like, and that's really weird because these games are known for just being like, oh no, you have to stay in one spot, you have to do this. This game tried too hard breaking away from the pact.
Yeah. There were definitely quite a few sections where they, like, definitely, had you playing as... There were sections of the game where they pulled inspiration from other games where you had to be in security offices.
Yeah.
And you had to, like, do things that were similar to what you would do in previous games.
You had to do these quick little mini-games, like...
And those were... It was fun to see that they still were drawing inspiration from the other games. But overall, I would say that this game did not meet the potential that it could have.
I'm also wondering when we're finally going to see the end of the Purple Man.
Yeah, that, like, I feel like he has really reached, like, his, like, fucking... They've really overdone him.
Yeah, they're just dragging him out. Like, he's gone by Springtrap in FNAF 3. Then he was Scraptrap in Pizzeria Simulator. Then he was Glitchtrap in Help Wanted. And now he's Burntrap.
Like, I don't even know when they're gonna actually have a new villain, because he's basically been the, like, biggest villain.
He is the Thanos of FNAF. except if Thanos just never died.
Like, exactly.
Oh my god, dude. And it's like...
I'm still left with quite a lot of questions. Like, it's established that Vanny was the reason why pretty much all the animatronics were hostile towards Gregory. But for some reason, she wasn't able to hack Freddy.
Yeah.
And like, it's literally shown in the first sequence that she tries to hack him, but she doesn't, because he goes into, like, safe mode.
Yeah, he malfunctions at some point, and it's like, why? Why out of all of them is Freddy the only one who can't be controlled?
Like, there was a video that I watched that implied that he wasn't hacked because of Gregory, because they're like, Gregory's, like, smarter than he looks, which is... It's pretty true, because he's able to outsmart all these animatronics, and he's able to upgrade Freddy and all this.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't actually know when Gregory got inside of Freddy in the beginning, but potentially he was inside of Freddy when he was performing. I don't know how he would have done
potentially,
that.
Potentially, yeah.
But, like, somehow, like, it was implied that potentially Gregory was the reason why Freddy didn't get hacked by Vanny. But I don't know how he was able to continue not getting hacked throughout the whole game.
Right.
I mean, there was one portion where Freddy couldn't communicate with Gregory, but that didn't last for very long.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was really expecting for there to at least be one ending where Freddy turned against Gregory, or at least, like, a section of the game. I mean, there was, like, when you were upgrading him, like, if you did it wrong, then he would jump scare you. But that was pretty much as far as it got. Like, there wasn't, like, in the actual storyline, there wasn't any point where Freddy turned against Gregory, which I was kind of hoping would happen. But it did not.
Yeah.
So I really, like, I want an actual, like, answer as to why Freddy was, like, actually, like, what he was getting out of being nice to Gregory, like, why he was helping him. Like, I want an actual tangible answer as to why was helping Gregory.
And not just like, oh yeah, I malfunctioned, so now I'm just nice to you. Like,
because, like, Freddy does say that the animatronics, like, they're not programmed to hurt children or any of the party guests.
Except there's, like, a whole history of games that says otherwise.
Yeah, literally. So, I'm, like, that's the only reason I could think of why he wouldn't hurt Gregory, because he's not programmed to do so, but also Vanny literally was able to make the other animatronics do that, so.
I also love how Gregory never outright tells Freddy what happened to his friends to get him those parts.
Because Freddy cares about the other animatronics.
Oh, Chica had an accident. Oh, these claws look just like Monty's. Yeah, they look like his claws.
Totally.
Yeah. Roxy got in trouble at the racetrack. Is she okay?
Nothing stops her.
She's moving.
Like, nothing stops her.
What about Chica? She's gonna be really quiet, but yeah, she's walking around. She's good.
Oh my
That's good to hear. Like, and Freddy's just like, I'm going to believe that nothing bad happened to my friends. Like,
yeah.
Everything's fine.
But then, like, he'll even be like, you should find a way to stop Roxy. But, like, also says that he doesn't want harm to come onto them.
Freddy's just that good guy that's like, I don't want anything bad to happen to anyone. And, like, for real, even in the boss battle, he doesn't do anything unless you get inside him and make him do something. Like, he is the person who could stop anything, but he's just a pacifist through everything.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like so much more could have been done with the story. Like, I really wish they wouldn't keep drawing on fucking William Afton.
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like it would have been really interesting if, like, there was, like, a twist where, like, Freddy was the big evil and, like, all the animatronics were, like, trying to keep Gregory
safe. To save Gregory.
Like, that would have been really interesting.
Turns out it was Freddy that was bad. But, I mean, we totally predicted that, too, and it never happened. So, in a way, that was the twist.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, what would you recommend people play Security Breach?
No. I would not.
Yeah, that's fair. If you're fans of FNAF, just watch Markiplier or someone else play it.
I would say it's not worth the money, like, at all.
Yeah, I fucking dropped $40 on this fucking game.
It's not worth
$40. It's not. I will say that right now.
Like, it is, like, even after the updates that we got while we were playing it, it was still really glitchy.
I'd say, like, 20 at best.
Yeah.
At best. Like, this is from a franchise of games that only costs $7 or $8. And yet, they are like, oh, well, it's a AAA game now, so it's $40. Fuck you. If you really thought this was a AAA game, you would have charged $60 like everyone else does.
Yeah.
So, you're not going to be on for a Gaming Gab episode. What games are you going to be playing, maybe on your gaming experience featuring Cicely channel.
Yes. Now, if you do want to find my channel, if you put my name after gaming experience, my channel should pop up.
It should.
So, there's that. But yeah, I've been playing, obviously horror games. That's pretty much the genre I stick to. I've been playing some, like, more indie and Japanese horror games. So, yes, you can catch me playing some games like that.
So, you got some niche games, games that people may not know about.
Yeah. I finished the series of House of Ashes.
Yes.
I mean, we finished it a while ago, but I finally, like, actually uploaded the whole series to my channel, so...
And I am the star.
He likes to think he's the star, but you can't see his face in the whole series.
But I make my presence known.
So yeah, if you want to see that series, definitely hop onto it. And yeah, there is... I did upload a video for... What was the name of it? Night Delivery.
Yeah, Night Delivery.
I uploaded a Night Delivery video.
It's one of your longer ones.
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit longer, but it's the whole game is included in that one video. So.
There you go. So if you got time, just pop a squad and watch that. And honestly, I love the new microphone you got. That makes your voice way crisper, and you actually get game audio now.
Yep.
I like the editing that you do, because like with messages from future Cicely.
Yes.
It's fun being independent content creators like this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're definitely a better editor than I am. You want to be an editor for the podcast?
Not if I'm not getting paid.
Yeah, that's fair. I wish I was getting paid. Anyway.
So yeah, that was FNAF Security Breach, guys.
Oh, and just backtrack real quick. When we said type in her name, that's spelled Cicely.
Yes. If you spell it any other way, my channel probably won't pop up.
Probably not. So yes, enjoy her channel. Enjoy all the horror games she's going to be dropping. Don't buy Security Breach unless you're just a hardcore FNAF fan and don't feel like watching someone else play. Feel free to try any of the tips that we mentioned, or just looking up all the different glitches that you can abuse online, because that's honestly just going to make it fun, because it's not super fun as a game by itself.
No.
Yeah, other than that, honestly, that was probably the best moments we got was when we tricked the game into allowing us to play. Like,
yes, exactly.
But yeah, otherwise, next week you guys are going to be hearing us do a comic chatter episode where we discuss our rankings of Marvel's What If. So you've been warned, all the What If episodes are available to binge watch on Disney Plus, so unless you want some spoilers, just feel free to binge watch them. They're like 20 to 30 minute episodes. Check it out. You're going to love it. Otherwise, we're going to spoil all of them for you next week. Until then, have a great day in the Horror Hotel.